And good morning. It is 8:30 right here on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. And Mayor Joey Spenneberg joins us this morning for a little preview of City Council. So a little bit more than just the City Council meeting tonight, right?
That's correct. So starting at 5:30, we're going to have a special joint City Council and Planning Commission meeting. This is to receive a report and hold discussions regarding the update to our comprehensive plan from House Sale Levine. House Sale Levine is our consultant that's working through our comprehensive plan. This plan is a 10-year roadmap for Fremont. So tonight we're going to be going over our land uses, our long-range transportation plan, of the vision and kind of mission behind the city and our goals. So that starts at 5:30. That meeting's open to the public. It's in the City Council chambers.
Can people see that anywhere? Is that posted in the
yes,
comprehensive plan?
Yes, that is in our packet online.
Oh, it is.
It has
okay.
The backup for that.
Good yep. deal. All right. Then the Board of Equalization meeting, and then a regular meeting and roll call. And there are some of those assessments for people not
right.
mowing.
Correct.
A little bit of that going on.
Yes,
but
we have three of those tonight.
So. Okay. And is there, just asking a question
sure.
in regards to that, is there a reason to make it public like that, just to put the names out there or the properties so people look at them or what? I'm
well,
just asking.
It's part of the reporting requirements
it is,
that we
okay.
have. If we're going to assess a lien on a property, then it has to be approved by the Board of Equalization, and it has to be, the name of the property has to be out there. So, it's just kind of part of the formal process that we
okay.
have to take.
Good.
Yep.
Public hearings, first on the agenda will be, obviously, you'll adopt the current agenda and then maybe change the order, who knows. But item number two is the resolution 2022-19 to approve an amendment to a pre-existing self-storage facility located at 2417 North Lincoln Avenue. Pretty close to here.
Yep, pretty close. So this is just an amendment to a pre-existing self-storage facility, adding additional facility, and Planning Commission approved 6-0 on this item.
Okay. Ordinance 5606 is to annex property generally located in the southeast corner of Morningside Road and Lauren Lane, and it'll be the first reading for that.
Yeah, and so for items 3, 4, and 5 on the public hearings, they all are in regards to this property located. This is southeast corner of Morningside Road, so item 3 would be first reading for annexation. Item 4 would be to change the zoning from a planned development to suburban commercial. And so then on item 5, we take a first look at the platting. So this is kind of the order that happens when we deal with properties. It's annexation, rezoning and zoning, and then the plat. So this is in regards to that lot off of Morningside.
And again, you can see that online in the packet. There's
more
a lot in the packet, but you can see it there if you'd like.
Absolutely.
On the consent agenda, item 9 is a resolution 2022-21 authorizing staff to execute and the mayor to sign a local option economic development fund loan agreement with Wheelhouse Solutions, doing business as My Central Supply.
So My Central Supply, they are a business that's locating within Fremont. They applied with our local option development fund, which is our LB 840 fund. Last week, City Council approved it, but we didn't have an agreement. So we'll have the agreement today for Council to approve. It's a $200,000 forgivable loan. They have certain job requirements they have to meet throughout the 5 years of the agreement. And so, that agreement, all this is online. So if the public wants to take a look at anything on the agenda, just go to the city's website and you'll be able to take a look at that. So.
Item 10 is a motion to approve an excavation license application of Matt Bevington, doing business as Valley Corporation.
Yep, so we have to approve excavation licenses, and so this is one before council tonight on consent, Matt Bevington, doing business as Valley Corporation.
All right, moving on to item 12, in new business would be a resolution authorizing you, the mayor, to execute a contract with Sawyer Construction for construction of permanent repairs to the Fremont Farmland and Railroad Levee.
Yes, so our Fremont Farmland Railroad Levee was breached in 2019 in two general areas. The city of Fremont, we have ownership of the levee now, and so we have been repairing and rehabilitating it and maintaining it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the permanent repairs to that levee. Sawyer Construction was lowest bid at an amount of $168,992. FEMA will reimburse 90% of those costs. So that's a good thing.
Nice.
So the cost to the city is $8,449. And then the state of Nebraska also does 5%. So really, out of $168,992, we're only paying $8,449. So, it's, you know, we learned a lot after 2019. One thing is we wanted to make sure we had ownership of our levee system, especially south of town, and this Fremont Farmland Railroad levee we've been making repairs to. And so I just want to thank staff for their kind of hard work in the planning and the maintenance and getting this levee ready to go.
I know it's hard to explain where that levee is. Any idea where is that one located? Would it be
Ridge Road when it makes the curve around and kind of over there by the wooden windmill? Just kind of it'd be south of that. I think that's okay. Ridge Road.
Yeah,
you'll see it, and we've been clearing it off.
Yeah,
and taking the trees and all that out of there, and the root system, and it looks really nice. Honestly,
yeah.
It's kind of tucked back in, so it is kind of hard to see, but.
Is that kind of right there by Gory Excavating? Is that where it comes up over?
Yeah.
Right there?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you get the dirt for all that?
You have to ask Sawyer Construction.
Okay. I was just wondering. Ordinance number 13 in the new business. Ordinance 5605 is amending Chapter 2, Section 401 of the Election Wards and Districts.
So just like, you know, the state has to go through a redistricting, we have to go through a redistricting in Fremont based on our population data. And so we did that, and we've already approved it. This ordinance basically is approving the changes in our UDC with describing the mm-hmm. district. So we have four wards in Fremont, and so they call them actually districts in our code.
Okay.
Kind of the it would be called precincts in the county, but in the Fremont code, it's called districts. So mm-hmm. it's just confirming the wording behind what was approved.
Okay. So. Item 14, Resolution 2022-24. Says creating and approving a library project selection committee as recommended by the mayor to evaluate proposals and make a recommendation to the city council.
So this is part of the construction manager at risk process. We have to approve a library project selection committee. And so I'm bringing forward that committee. It has our library director. It has our interim city administrator, Jody Sanders, Dave Godigan, our public works director. It has Linda McLean, who's on our library board. Alex Henry, who's a part of Tetrad Property Group, is our kind of expert. And I think I'm missing one other. There's another one. There's six total that will be on for tonight. So.
Okay. Item 15, you'll go into executive session to discuss some real estate purchases. Really can't talk much about
sure.
that.
Yep.
So item 16 is Resolution 2022-25, authorizes the mayor to sign a purchase agreement with Dodge County for property interest in real estate located within the technology park.
Yeah, so this is a lot within the tech park. This is for Allo Communications. When they were starting their investment into Fremont, they needed a spot where they could put their kind of equipment and their centralized equipment. And so they've been leasing a small parcel in our tech park. This is fine. We're going to be kind of selling them the lot now. And so this is basically to approve that. The fiscal impact would be $3,700.
Okay. So. Item 17 is Resolution 2022-22, authorizing the purchase of a 2024 Altec AM55 over-center aerial device.
Yeah, so this is a 2024. This is Mike Royick within our electrical distribution department. They need this specialized truck, and the lead time isn't until 2024 to get it. So we have to purchase it now.
Oh my gosh.
So
wow.
Isn't that amazing? It's just amazing, kind of the supply chain right now.
Sheesh.
So this kind of is outside of our budget year. That's why it's on the agenda, because we're not going to get it until 2024. We kind of have to approve it on the agenda tonight. So.
Okay. I have a question just since we have warm weather, and I think I asked you this last week in regards to with the warm weather, things start melting, and I know this is probably more Thomas Smith, our emergency management's question, but are you guys kind of keeping an eye on things on the rivers right now?
Yes, absolutely. I saw yesterday Dodge County Emergency Management was just kind of warning those down by the river that because of this warm weather we're having, we're going to have some ice breakups happen. And so just be vigilant along the river if you're there. And I know just keep an eye out. You know, it's always hard. Mother Nature, you know, has her own way of doing things sometimes. And who would have thought we'd been having a week of 50-degree weather? I mean, it's great. But, you know, it just with that ice breaking up, it can cause some issues. So just be vigilant if you're down and live by the river. So,
yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thank you, Joey. We appreciate it. Mayor Joey Spellerberg with us this morning on The Big Dog, 8:40 on this Tuesday morning. More to come. Stay right here. And we'll get the latest forecast for you here in just a bit.